Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call. We are here. Happy Sunday. I'm so delighted to be here, as always, because, again, we get to just be in fellowship with one another always. A wonderful time that we get to have, you know, things that we get to talk about that's different from what we would normally talk about on a regular day-to-day basis. So it takes us out of what we are used to doing, what we're accustomed to doing, and just allows us to grow, because we are actually continuing on in our discussion of how God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. So something that we can relate to, we may have experienced at some point of, you know, being forgotten. We've forgotten a lot of people in our life along the course of the way. So just something that we can talk about, something that we can all grow in together. And I love the scripture. It's in Matthew 28 and 20, and it says, "Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Always means all the time. And it's just as simple as that. So at this time, definitely want to reach out to someone, reach out to those who we have forgotten, those who we tend to, you know, we think about from time to time. But again, those who we have forgotten, and this is definitely a time where I'm sure God will place someone in your spirit, someone on your mind to reach out to. And this is something that we don't have to wait until Sunday to do. We can do at any given time that, you know, we think of that individual, but also allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit in such a way. So again, God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. And at this time, we are going to go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Tellius.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay. You mind opening this up with prayer, please?
Our Father and our God, we come before you at this hour on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to rest on last night, dear Father, but also for waking us all up on this morning, dear God, for bringing us to this place of refuge, dear Father, where we can dwell in your presence, dear God. We thank you for this platform that you continue to provide. We thank you for the ministry, dear Father. We ask that you will just continue to pour into us, dear Father, but help us to receive of you in a way where we can take what we learned, dear God, and go out and be a blessing to each and every person that you allow us to cross paths with. We thank you for our leader on this morning, dear God. We ask that you will just strengthen him and just continue to lead and guide him on the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. This morning we've been talking about this whole week. God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. Ms. Latanya, I'm going to give you the floor for about 8 minutes, and then I'm going to come in right after you.
Yes, sir. So again, God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. And I was sharing a scripture. I want to reference that one more time. It's Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, and it says, "Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Again, that's Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And, you know, we have to remember, we said always, we tend to negate words like that because we see everything else and we forget the always part. So this brings us to a place of believing that, you know, although the scripture said always, we deem that to be sometimes, whatever we conjure that up to be. And God wants us to follow after him in obedience. So that's the key thing when we talk about this topic. And we also have to remember, again, that he's always with us. He does not ever forget about us. Even when we fall, even when things happen in the world, when sin happens, when we get caught up in it, and when trouble is all around us, we have to remember that He is always with us. So it's a few things that we're going to talk about, and it's just some things that I had come across. And the Bible tells us God in His faithfulness always remembers us. So one of the things was, when God was about to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, He remembered Abraham. And I thought that was so powerful, because although he was about to do something that we deem as, or some may deem as, you know, terrible or whatever, if we read about that, we know why he was about to do that. And the Bible says he remembered Abraham and spared Lot on his behalf. Also, when Rachel wanted to bear children but could not, we learned that God remembered her and she conceived. It also tells us that when Israel was in bondage in Egypt, we read that God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Also, when Mary conceived Jesus by the Holy Spirit, she praised God who remembered his mercy as he had spoken to Abraham and his offspring. Also, this was something else that was brought back to my remembrance, was the thief on the cross asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom." So in each one of these situations, the concept is the same. God remembers in the sense of taking action on the promises that he has already given. So we have to remember that they all point back to God's faithfulness towards us. Now, to us, it may seem that God has forgotten. Perhaps it could be that God has been silent for a very long time in our lives. And silent meaning we don't hear from him. We don't see his hand working in the situation that is right in front of us. But he is going to act on our behalf. The thing is, it's going to be in his time, according to his timetable. Because, again, he's always with us. And he is faithful to those of us who are faithful to him. Also, in Psalm chapter 94, verses 18 and 19, the Bible states, "I cried out, I am slipping. But your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer." So when we are falling, God is the one that catches us. When we are certain that we're drowning in our fears, we're drowning in doubt, we're drowning in all of these things that we're going through or have been faced with, God is the one who saves us. And even when we lose hope, he provides that renewal for our soul, that daily renewal that we oftentimes need. So again, oftentimes when God is silent in our lives, it's because he wants to bring us into a situation where he's making all things new. A lot of times we remember and we've learned that some things we're going to just have to go through. They won't be removed. They won't be erased. But there are times when God will bring us into situations where he can make things new. And sometimes he has to destroy the old before he can remake the new things come about in our lives. So again, we can count on his faithfulness during the times that he's silent. And we have to remember that, you know, his salvation is what's so important. The salvation that he's already provided for us, it's a purpose that he did that for us. And that purpose is clearly not to forget us. But not only that, we can take the assurances and the promises that we know of God to those whom we have forgotten about. So we have to remember it's not always about us. We have to remember those whom we have forgotten, those who are sitting right beside us oftentimes, those who are, could be a family member, it could be a friend. And a lot of times life gets in the way. So it could be just a matter of visiting that loved one, picking up the phone, you know, actually taking that particular individual out for dinner. Whatever that may be, it actually allows us to take the focus off of ourselves and put it back on God, because doing that, it helps us to not only remember others, but we remember God and we remember his promises when we do that. So we have to also know that waiting patiently on God and being obedient to his timing is the way that we remember him. So everything is not going to happen when we want it to happen. It won't be in an instant. Our problems are not always going to be solved at the snap of a finger or the way that we want it to. And even the answers to our prayers, some of the questions that we have. So God is actually oftentimes shaping and molding us in the times that we have to learn to wait on him. So again, we have to remember that it's during those times that God is silent. He's always working behind the scenes. He's always doing things to help us to be reminded of him, of his promises. And it's oftentimes those times where we have to really, when he's silent, it's a time for us to also be silent too, where we can also eventually, you know, hear from him. So those are just some of the things I wanted to share, and I hope you all ate well.
Alrighty. God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. I kind of question Ms. Latonya. When God is silent, does that mean he wants you to be silent? Yeah.
No, not always, sir.
Okay. Okay. It sounds good. It sounds good. Because that's not necessarily true. God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. God was silent on the man's life who he was about to cut short. But I don't believe that man was silent. That man faced that wall and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he wasn't silent.
Yes, sir.
Hold up. Y'all, remember this statement? It says, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
In other words, the things you don't see are the things that you tend to forget about.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's why in your closet, even right now, the parts of your closet that you don't see, guaranteed, that's the clothes that you wear the least.
It is.
Out of sight, out of mind. Doesn't that coincide with the topic? God doesn't forget the forgotten ones.
Yes, it does.
Because he sees all. The reason why we tend to forget God, out of sight, out of mind, is that we don't see God.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we don't see God. We've had it so many times in our lives, and we see it all the time, where religious folks say, won't God do it? Typically, they're saying that based on what they see and experience and feel. In other words, God hadn't forgotten me because look what he did for me.
Right.
I could have been fired, but I still have my job. My credit was poor, but I still got the car. Won't he do it? But remember, out of sight, out of mind, the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Yes, sir.
If our praise and worship comes on behalf, or shall I say after, or shall I say is sparked by the mere fact that something tangible has been manifested in our life, well, that's a bad place to be.
Amen.
Out of sight, out of mind. And remember, the only reason I say that is because what about those who don't naturally see something happening? But spiritually, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times we think that God has forgotten us. He skipped over us because we didn't get the house. We didn't get the car. We didn't get the job. We didn't get the husband or the wife. We didn't get the family. But God forgot us. But here's the thing. God doesn't forget you. The thing is, did you just forget God? Because if we was looking at God in the spiritual realm, we would know that he never forgot us. As a matter of fact, he prepared us. As a matter of fact, he anointed us, as a matter of fact, to go through this season. But we let our eyes play trick on us. Our feelings play trick on us. Because what the feelings don't conceive and the eyes don't perceive, then it must not be true. God has forgot about us. Because we put God in this box and we want God to conform to our expectations. In other words, God, I need you to meet me right in the midst of my problem so that I can confirm that you're real. That's why we'll take to the airway process. God hadn't forgot about me, y'all. Prayer works. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it works. It really does work. Prayer does work. But we tend to use prayer like a lucky rabbit's foot.
Yes, we do.
Because when we say stuff like, I just heard you say this one time, God answers when God answers, when God answers our prayers, that means we had a request, and God hasn't forgotten about us when he gives us what we want.
Right.
First of all, I will tell everybody this. You want to know something? Go ahead, open your Bibles and read up on it. If it's not in faith, your prayer will go as high as that ceiling and right back down.
Yes, sir.
If it's not done in faith, why would God give someone something? Listen, the Bible says if you abide in God, see? And God abides in you. If you abide in the Word and the Word abides in you, you can ask, A-S-K, for anything you want, and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Thing is, you have to abide in the Word, and the Word has to abide in you. In other words, you got to be in the Word and live a life of faith, and the life of faith has to live in you. Because what you start to ask is something that God wants you with in the first place. Isn't that something?
It is. Yes, sir, it is.
God answers prayers derived by faith. Those who don't say it by faith will always, not 99.9%, always get it wrong. Although they may say that, ooh, ain't God good, he answered my prayer. No, that was a part of his. Listen to this now. That was a part of his. Listen to where I'm going with this. That was already woven in God's plans in the first place. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. A lot of people tend to think that God has forgotten them because they didn't get lucky on a lottery ticket prayer. In other words, they said a prayer and what they asked for didn't happen. But everybody else who live in foul or who part-time going to church or part-time loving God, they say a prayer, and why did their prayers get answered? It wasn't necessarily that their prayers got answered. It was just already woven in God's plans. let me give you an example. So we can be on the same page. Two kids, two parents, same household. One child came, one child Abel. Abel prayed for, you know, his prayer was, God, have your way. Now, when you pray a prayer that says, God, have your way, isn't your prayer automatically answered? Because you never forgot about God. Because all it is you praying in faith.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cain, he prayed a prayer that says, God, I pray for this Christmas, I get a 10-speed bike.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a 10-speed bike. But mom and daddy was already going to do that for Cain and Abel in the first place.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And he's saying, ooh, ain't God good. Don't prayer work.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's a daunting point behind this whole thing, people. Abel's prayer will forever be right. If God have your way, let thy will be done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If you're not remembering what I'm saying, remember the Bible said, hide the word in your heart? In other words, when you hide it in your heart, you remember it. It's in your thought pattern. It is your mind. But it's easy to forget something when you have something else in its place.
Yes.
Remember when Jesus became, he was always flesh, when he became more human-like, the Holy Spirit left him, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Y'all remember his prayer? Oh, I said, do you remember his prayer? For a brief second, he had forgotten his purpose. And he said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup from me? Now, you do know that Jesus, our Savior, prayer was not about to be answered. Let me say this again. Because his prayer wasn't done in faith. He said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup from me? Meaning it wasn't done in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what God wanted his purpose to be.
Right.
And then in the midst of that same prayer, I'm trying to tell y'all something because we say about God answering prayers. Look at how Jesus was about to be deceived simply because he wasn't abiding in the word. He would have walked away thinking that God didn't hear him and God had forgotten him. It wasn't that God forgot him. It's that when he prayed initially, he had forgotten God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, sir.
Remember, the Bible says, hide the word in your heart, and from the abundance of your heart, the mouth shall flow. See, in other words, when you are praying and the word is in your heart, you start saying stuff people think you're a prophet or prophetic simply because what you're asking for, you always receive. But it's not your asking. It's the fact that you have never forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody out, boy. Make you look good when you remember the word of God and you start speaking the word of God over any and every situation and you say, God, have your way. Because at that same moment, Jesus remember something. The thing that he had forgotten, he just remembered. He said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup? But he said, hold on. Let thy will be done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He got it together real quick.
Yes, he did.
The reason why I'm bringing this up, out of sight, out of mind, when we tend to forget things, what typically we do is, in the natural, what happens is we revert back to our natural ways. And unless we're born again, we will forget God quite often. Let me say it again. You came out the womb one way, but unless you're born again, meaning you're born again in God, you will tend to forget him and think that he has forgotten you. In other words, everything that you've prayed for, if it wasn't answered, was it in God? Because when you in God, you know that it was answered already, although it had not yet manifested.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, a lot of times, people who are even in God take the lack of manifestation as a find that God has forgotten them, and that is not the case. Because if that is the case, Mr. Carr, why I'm not married? I thought you were married already. Well, you know what I'm talking about. I know I'm married. No, you don't know you're married to God. Because if you knew you was married to God, the number one thing that you would never forget is that me plus God is the majority. I got everything that I need in him. So, therefore, even if I never get physically married, I am content. I am pleased because I am satisfied and filled with everything that I ever desired, and it was him. We use God as a prop. Y'all know what a prop is? You know, when the comedian's on stage, some of them have like a stand, a stool, something like that. There's a prop. And typically, if they have their stool, they all use the stool, especially if the joke's not as funny. So they need something as a distractor. In other words, we use God. We use God. We use God as a prop. In other words, it's a distraction of what we really want. We want people to see us as faithful, and we want God to see us as faithful to him. But the fact of the matter is we've forgotten him. He's a prop. We only resort back to him when the joke is no longer funny.
Yes, sir.
Because you let us go and get everything that we want. Let's see how much we remember the word of God. So much so that we want the husband, we want the wife, we want the job, we want the title, we want the finances. And when we get a shoot, who? Paying what? I got the finances that I paid to God for, and I don't even remember him in my time.
Yes, sir.
That's how you know God was a prop, huh? Don't hang up the phone. Don't hang up the phone.
Yes,
sir. He would be quick to hang up the phone right there at that moment, right there.
Right.
God hadn't forgotten the forgotten ones, even though the forgotten ones have forgotten him. Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
we
sir.
We use him as a prop. So we forget God. In other words, when it's going good, we don't need the stool. Because everybody watching. And they watching our good, meaning us. We'll go and play church. Get a little deep here. We'll go and play church. Let me get a little deep here. Out of sight, out of mind, God hadn't forgotten the forgotten one. We'll play church. Because if we really was about their life, we would have such a heart of humility, a humble heart, to where we know, first of all, it was given to us, the position. That means it's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. I would never gloat and boast about what I have. The Bible says if I boast, I boast in God. But you cannot properly even discover what that means when you're outside of God. Boasting in God don't say, look at what God do. Boasting in God shuts your mouth, and you remember the people that everybody else step on and have forgotten. What I'm saying is, you say, baby, hold on. You go to them in private. You know, if God did it for me, God will do it for you. As a matter of fact, he's using me to get to you. See, I'm just as normal as you are. See, just because I went to college don't mean that I'm smarter than you. See, just because I know the word of God don't mean that I'm better than you. See, what happens is you start to humble yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because when God don't forget the forgotten ones, when you in God, you don't forget them either.
Amen.
You don't try and bring them up to your level. You try and get on their level. Man, hold on. I got somebody, boy, I'm telling, I can, in the spirit, I don't go by feelings. Forget feelings. Feelings will get you in trouble. Let me tell you discernment. Somebody mad at that statement I just made. Some spirit mad at that statement I just made. Oh, no, Mr. Carr, I ain't going down on nobody's level. God ain't never tell me to go down on any level. Well, if he never told you to go down on any level and he told his son to go down on any level, who are you again?
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
I mean, you know what I mean, but I ain't going down there to stay. Just stay on a level. Again, I say, who are you again? Because he left the Holy Spirit to stay on a level.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord. Somebody mad. You know why? Because we want to forget about people when we don't think they move quick enough for our taste. In other words, I've been with you this long and you still don't got it. But before you tell them that, let me remind you of something so you don't forget. Because you'll be forgetting God. How long you haven't been right in God? Huh? Because if the age-old question say, if God come right now, are you ready? You would say no. That means you haven't been in God like you say you've been in God.
Yes, sir.
And then the next thing we say is, but God know my heart. You shouldn't have to say that when you're in God, right? You shouldn't have to say, but God know my heart. That's evident. He knows everybody's heart. And since you're in God, you also know that the heart of man is readily wicked. So you shouldn't have to say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he know your heart.
That's right.
You know your child, and you know how trifling your child is, too, huh?
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to talk. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Now,
yes.
You ain't even calling trifling in front of people, but you know, behind
mm-hmm.
closed doors, really like, you're telling the truth, they trifling.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're so mad right now. Ready to get out the phone so you can go handle some business, huh? Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Somebody
oh, yes.
give them a pass this Sunday, but uh-uh. Huh?
Yes, indeed.
God is the bad ones. So you got to be careful. Because that spirit gets mad and say, I'm going to bring them up to my level. And what is your level? Because your level has been very shaky. You up one day and down the next day. Remember, the God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So why would you want them to be on that level which goes up and down like a roller coaster?
Amen.
Hmm? I'm just trying to keep that spirit from getting mad again.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that spirit to forget the unforgettable God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all see how it go?
Yes, sir.
Huh? God doesn't forget the forgotten ones. No matter how high you go. The thing is, my height was never predicated on my desires. I never wanted it. I wanted to serve him. And when you're serving God, you don't even see how high you go. You're so high, you can be high. You're so high, you can be high, you don't even recognize it. Because your focus is on your purpose. And your purpose has a lot of times to do with your natural, listen, it has a lot to do with naturally what's going on. In other words, you are the salt. In other words, salt doesn't focus on other salt. Salt focuses on things that are unseasoned.
Mm-hmm.
You are the light. Light doesn't focus on light. Light focuses on darkness. Because, in other words, how effective would I know I am until I go into places that needs to be changed? Light goes into dark places.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to tell somebody something.
Yes.
When we operate in the Spirit of God, we don't forget the darkened places. We don't forget the corners in the closet that are unused. We remember everything. We wipe the...
mm-hmm.
Watch this. Go open your curtains. We wipe around that windowsill. We don't forget that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Your baseboards, we wipe that. We don't forget that. Uh-huh. Your advents, I know it's tedious. It might take about 30. Yeah, but we wipe them advents down. Inside and out after we change the filter. See, we don't forget that stuff. You know why? Because, see, when you're in God, you pay attention to detail. And it's not the detail that you see with your natural eyes. It's the detail that makes you peculiar. The other stuff
mm-hmm.
that other people forget about. This is why the Bible said the first, come on, shall be, come on, last. He said the first shall be last simply because of the fact that this, the people that y'all forgot about, I would never.
Amen. Yes.
And the last shall be first.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that you remember and that you put on a pedestal, King James, the only King James I know is in the Bible. Everybody else
mm-hmm.
lost the warriors. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know you're going to do it again? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right, good. We caught that? Don't get mad
uh-huh.
at me. The only King James I know is in the Bible. Everybody else lost the warriors.
Yes, sir.
It was an unfair advantage. No, it wasn't. You get the same opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Huh? I'm serious. God don't forget the forgotten ones. I'm just messing y'all. Y'all know I'm just having fun with this, right?
Yes, sir.
You find out somebody's hand was broken to after game four. Why you ain't sure it's after game one? I want to
mm-hmm.
hear that he was already balling somebody, playing somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
You ain't sure it after game three and two. Don't show it now.
Right.
Huh? Back to topic. God don't forget the forgotten ones. Real talk. But we got to be very careful of those people we said we never want to meet and see another day in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Because you wouldn't want to forget them. Uh-oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at it. I wish I had never done that mentality.
Oh.
You wouldn't want to forget them if you knew, if that was your key to make it into heaven, would you want to forget them then?
Mm.
I'm talking about that person who hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Who you thought was the stifling moment in your life that stopped you from, you know, increasing everything that you wanted out of life.
Right.
Huh. If they was connected to your salvation, in other words, if they was the key to your entry into heaven, would you forget them then?
Mm.
Some people say yes, dear, because pride all up in the way.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but if you're in God, you already know that, hold on, it's not about how I feel. It's about what's real.
Mm-hmm.
And my reality does not come by what I see with my natural eyes. It's what I see with my spiritual eyes. The thing is, are your spiritual eyes open, or do you need another alarm clock?
Mm.
Who have you forgotten? Who do you want to forget? And go back and reevaluate that. Has God forgotten them? And does God want to forget them? Reevaluate that now. Because if you forgot them and you want to forget them, see, Mr. Carr, there you go. I just got them out of my life. If you forgot them, the question is, did God forget them? Did God want to forget them? Is God still with them? And don't answer that question out of pride. Answer it out of faith. Huh? Now, why would you forget something that God would never forget? Well, that's good for God to do. But I thought you were supposed to be a child of God. I thought it was in the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you want to forget them, you can't, because the blood is so strong. See, this is how we know that we're talking and not walking. In other words, we're not about that walk, we're about that talk. Because if we are in God, the blood is too strong to not overturn us and make us start to remember the things that we wanted to forget in the first place.
Yes, sir.
You will stop seeing and having friends around you that look like you, and you'll start having friends around you that look like God. In other words, you will start to minister to those to bring a friendship, a compatibility between them and God, because you haven't forgotten about them. In other words, you don't mind being around the underdog, because a lot of people view you as one too. Yeah, you got the title. Yeah, you got everything that you wanted out of life, but you're still viewed as the underdog simply because you're peculiar. Not because you're peculiar according to your own might. You're peculiar because you have all this going on, yet you are so meek and mild, and you're so humble, and you're so understanding with people who don't deserve it. We say they don't deserve it, and the people that we don't think deserve anything, we tend to forget about them, because I only share my love with people who deserve it. I only give my all to people who deserve it. I only open up when you open up. That is the wrong mentality. That means you have forgotten about things that God never forgot about, because if you only do stuff do things when people deserve it, but check this out. Now, what you do to the least of them, God is going to do to you. And you do know that the least meaning things that you don't care about. And things that you don't care about means things that you forget about. Because if you cared about the clothing that was in your closet, why is it at the back?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Hmm? So we start to say, those who deserve it, get my love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't open up until they show me that they worthy. Wow.
Hmm.
Other than that, I forget about them. I don't have time for them. Wow. Tell me this. Do you deserve God's love? Well, that's different. Hmm. What's different about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how not different it is. Huh? Because God don't forget the forgotten ones. I'm going to show you how not different it is. God clearly says, how can you love me, someone you have never seen, yet can't love? In other words, the very thing that you say, well, that's God and that's different. No, he just said, how can you love me and you can't even see me, but you can't love them that you can see? Look, he made the comparison. Don't say Mr. Carr made the comparison. So before you open your mouth, remember the word of God. Don't forget the word of God, because when you forget the word of God, you tend to look foolish in God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You might look wise in the world, but remember, the world ain't your judge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
We might want to be careful about forgetting those things that we think don't deserve something. They don't deserve my time, attention, nor love. Wow. and God brought you out, and you ain't deserve it? Let me look at this. Look at it, Mr. Lasagna. And God brought you out, and you ain't deserve it? So if God was really in us, we wouldn't forget him. Because when something hits home and hits home hard, you don't forget it. So you know what God did for you when everybody else counted you out because you didn't deserve it. So for the undeserving people, sometimes you very well may go extra harder because you want people to see that typically that's the norm for people who don't deserve, for religious folk, for people outside of God to put them down. But see, when you got the Spirit of God in you and you know he brought you out when you didn't deserve it, boy, you'll start loving on everything undeserved and deserved. It don't even matter. You'll never forget anything that God don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, but when you use God as a prop, it's easy to forget it because he was just a prop in the first place. In other words, I just wanted to make it from over here, regular life, to over there, blessed life. Now, every so often, I'm going to use the prop of God, meaning the name of God, as a prop to let people know that I'm still funny. In other words, that I'm still on stage, that he's still working on me. But
yeah.
See, he doesn't forget the forgotten ones. Did you notice that? The attention was never on him. It was on them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's the problem. We focus on ourselves because somebody told us you got to love yourself first. You got to love yourself first. But the Bible says you must deny yourself. So how can you love yourself and deny yourself at the same time? Tell me, somebody.
Because
I want to put a shutdown to this myth. See, when you forget the forgotten ones, you start to love yourself. But when you don't forget the forgotten ones, you love them. God put people before principle. In other words, if you're not understanding what I'm saying, before principle, there was the word, the law, that says if somebody commit adultery, you stone them to death. But God put people before he put himself. Didn't the word become life? He is the law. He put people before he put himself. See, when you remember the word of God, you understand the word of God. You put people before you put yourself. You put people before you put yourself. Yes, somebody mad. A lot of people might not understand that. But remember, the Bible says that people don't understand. The people in the world don't understand the things of God. This is why he said esteem others higher than you esteem yourself. It's bigger than you, Nino.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
No, you think you built New Jack City, but it's bigger than you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your salvation and your faith is not attached to something else, you're in trouble.
Yes.
God didn't send you down here just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to catch it. He didn't send you down here just for you, Jesus. So that means, Jesus, don't forget where you came from. And don't you forget your purpose. If you forget your purpose, you'll start to forget the people who you deem to be none worthy.
Mm.
God, don't forget the forgotten ones. Let us pray, Mr. Zion.
Our Father and our God, we come before you once again on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for just allowing us to be open and receptive so that we could receive of you and receive of your word on this morning, dear God. We ask, dear Father, that you will just continue to go before us to lead us on the right path, dear God, but help us to embrace your will for our life, dear God. Help us to remember who you are, not just what you've done for us, dear God, but who you are, who your son is, dear Father, and all those who we have forgotten, dear Father, help us to remember them on a daily basis, dear God. Help us to be led by your spirit so that we can reach out and touch someone in a special way, dear Father. We thank you for your love, for your forgiveness, dear God, and we thank you for this platform that you continue to openly provide for us so that we can dwell in your presence, dear God. We can fellowship together, and we can also just continue to walk in love as you've called us to do. We thank you for our leader on this morning, dear God. We ask that you will continue to show him the way that he should lead us, dear God, and continue to serve you in spirit and in truth. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Have a great day. Remember, God doesn't forget the forgotten ones, and neither should we. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye, everybody.